FM 90.3 WJTL, Martin Smith, great and glorious, Christy Knuckles, none but Jesus. Hey, good morning to you, Mindy and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:03.
We're so excited because our plans are well on their way for our annual Kids Cookie Breakfast. Yes, that's coming up Saturday, August 24th. We plan for free tickets to become available on Monday, August 12th. Volunteer signups are ready and available now. If you'd like to join our team on this fun, Christ family-focused day, now's a great time to sign up and have your pick of times and spots of where to serve. You can just email our buddy Stacy at WJTL.com. She'll give you all the details.
This morning, our very special guests, Anita Southam and Damian Myers, are with us. They're with a program called Confronting Anxiety. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Anita, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, I would love to say hi to my husband, Kevin, my son, Dalton, my mom, my dad, and my brother, Stevie.
Great to have you here. Tell us all about Confronting Anxiety and what it is.
Yes. Well, Confronting Anxiety was founded in 2011, and the goal is to reach people that suffer with anxiety and panic attacks. And I founded this because I had my own personal battle for a very long time with severe anxiety and debilitating panic attacks. And after I overcame that, I wanted to reach out and help other people that struggle.
And how have you done that? How have you reached out?
Well, it actually started out at my home church. We started back in 2011 offering like a small group class type setting.
Yeah.
And then about maybe 3 years ago or so, God put it on my heart to reach more people. And that's when I started to write and record the Freedom Is Possible audio program.
Very cool. Yeah. And we're going to be giving one of those programs away and finding out more about it as well.
Yes, very excited to do that.
Very cool. And this morning, Anita has brought Damian Myers with her. Good morning, Damian.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Corinne, and hey, Mom, hey, Dad. I'm here.
And I understand you went to Temple for broadcasting.
I did, yes. This is a little bit of a... throwback to my prior life. So,
did you have a did you have your own radio show there at Temple?
You know, I dabbled a bit.
Yeah.
More TV focused, but had a little bit of radio experience.
So really fun.
It's good to be back.
So tell us about your struggles with anxiety and how you got hooked up here with this program.
Sure. Yeah. So just like kind of similar to Anita, you know, I suffered through anxiety and I got to the point really where I was just done dealing with it. You know, I was frustrated and I was just over kind of battling it every day. And so I found Confronting Anxiety through the worship center, actually. And it was a godsend, literally. So I went through the course and one of the first things that we learned is understanding anxiety, what anxiety actually is. And that was huge for me. Mm. And then the other part is meeting other people who are suffering through anxiety. That's huge. And from a male perspective, especially,
right?
You know, there's a lot of times we try to hide insecurities or, you know, appear strong, and anxiety makes you feel a little bit weak, and
sure,
you try to hide that sometimes. And so for me, it was really just meeting other people and, hey, I'm not going insane. This is something that other people are also battling. And so it was huge. And so, yeah, I went through the course one time, and then I also went through it a second time as a table leader, which was, it gave me a different perspective to try to kind of guide others through
their
battle.
It is interesting how when you're teaching something or sharing mm-hmm. something, you have a different perspective than when you're learning it.
That's right, yeah. And so it was just a valuable experience from through the entire process, and I am grateful every day, and I've come a long way, I think. So I don't know.
You have,
Anita,
yes.
You could probably tell me. Yeah.
Yes, so, you have.
Well, even just sharing about it has got to be huge. Being able to do that.
Anita always says there's healing in communication, which I've referenced many times.
It's true.
And it's so true. Just talking about it is major.
Yeah.
So.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk more with Anita and Damian. We invite you to stick around. We got music on the way, too. Toby Mac on the way.